From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Well, 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 it's been a long time, and it's nice to see you again. Back in July of this year, we decided to take a 2-month summer break. That somehow turned into a 6-month hiatus from the program, but that's okay, because good things come to those who wait. Starting at the beginning of next month, Around the Wood Stove is back with our weekly program and a few surprises as well. We'll continue with our recurring monthly segments focusing on what's happening around the Lancaster creative scene, including new segments focused on art openings on First Friday and news about films being shown in the area and made right here in Lancaster. So get ready for Around the Wood Stove. It's coming back in 2014. Right now, though, let's find out what's been happening around the wood stove. During the first full weekend of July 2013, I headed north a couple hours to Weatherly, Pennsylvania, to hang out with my good buddy Sam Campbell from the Lancaster-based live music clearinghouse GigSpots.com. Sam was sponsoring a stage at an awesome one-day music festival called Jam at the Dam. I captured some great conversations with a few of the bands who were hanging out at the GigSpot stage that beautiful summer day, but haven't had the opportunity to share them until now. So as the holidays are in full swing, the days are at their shortest, and the weather outside is frightful, we're going to take a little trip down memory lane and revisit one of the most beautiful days of the year, right in the middle of the summer. We'll hear from some great acts from around the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions, like Pennsylvania's Caleb Griffin Band, Harlot, and Dan and Kathy. South Jersey's Out of the Beard Space will join me, and from the Annapolis, D.C., and Baltimore scene, it's Zach Bellis, Pressing Strings, and the Up County Band. That's all coming up right here on Around the Wood Stove. Well, it's been a great second half of the year for the Wood Stove House and for Lancaster's creative scene. One of my favorite highlights was the third annual production of Lancaster's 24-hour plays on November 9th at the newly renovated Telus 360 on King Street. My good friend and producer Steve Carlson did an outstanding job keeping this event alive and pulling together an incredible pool of talent. I continue to be completely amazed at how 35 or so creatives can come together to write, rehearse, and perform 6 brand new original plays in only 24 hours. You can check the show post for today's episode for links to more information about Lancaster's 24-hour plays. And speaking of Telus 360, congratulations to Joe, Mortine, Mikkel, and the entire crew at Telus on the successful completion of the first phase of the amplification project. So these guys decided to turn an eco-friendly retail store offering reused home goods into 2 state-of-the-art performance spaces, a lunch cafe, a pub, an art gallery, and an even better retail space in, what, about a year? I was honored to perform at one of the first shows at the new Telus 360 with Mark DeRose for this year's Root & Annie benefit concert back in September. Along with the Vulcans and Vinegar Creek constituency, we raised a bunch of money and had a great time celebrating Live Green, a Lancaster organization that implements initiatives that have a positive impact on the environmental sustainability and livability of our great city. Stop by Telus 360, 24 East King Street in Lancaster for an amazing lunch or to enjoy a pint and listen to the best live music that the city, the region, or the country has to offer. I want to wish you all a very wonderful holiday season and good health and happiness in 2014. Be sure to check in with us at woodstovehouse.com as the blog and podcast get rolling again into the new year. Our goal continues to help each and every one of you discover creative Lancaster. And one of the Lancaster creatives you need to keep your eye on is Sam Campbell from GigSpots.com. Sam is a genuine live music fanatic, and GigSpots.com is dedicated to connecting bands, fans, and venues. And Sam works tirelessly to make great live music events a reality. He's currently working with Rich Ruoff on the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival coming up on February 21st and 22nd in 2014. That's going to be across 9 stages in Lancaster. You'll be hearing a lot more about this festival on upcoming episodes of Around the Wood Stove. Check the show post for links to the festival website. On July 6th, 2013, Sam was making it happen at Jam at the Dam, a one-day music festival in Weatherly, Pennsylvania, just a couple hours north of Lancaster. Sam sponsored the GigSpots.com stage, where we spent the day partying in the sun, enjoying a gorgeous sunset, and listening to dozens of awesome bands from around the region. We'll start this trip down memory lane with Joe from the Up County Band, and Sam Campbell himself stopping by to talk about Jam at the Dam. Joe from TUCB, the Up County Band.
The Up County Band, yeah.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Baltimore, all around Baltimore. Nick and I are the, I guess, the founders.
Okay.
We've been doing it for about 5 years, and it's going well.
Now, how many people are in the band?
There's four of us.
Okay.
Nick and I live in Harford County. That was the Up County.
Got it.
That's where it came from, I guess. And Nick came up with that. I had no idea. It sounded good, and we stuck with it. Dave's from Pasadena, and Sean is from Dundalk.
Is this your first time at Jam at the Dam?
Yeah. I've heard about it. I heard about it last year.
Okay.
Actually, my drummer, his name's Dave. He played here last year with another band, and since then he switched bands.
Right.
And.
So he was like, you got to do
now,
it.
Now he's playing with us, and we played here again this year.
Well, it's an
he played here again this year.
Right. It's an absolutely gorgeous place.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, tons of good people, too. And, yeah, you don't run into any, like, angry people. Everybody's here just having a good time.
Everybody's here to have a good time and to party.
Yeah.
You guys played your set already, right, up on the mountaintop?
Yeah, we played the mountain
I heard it's
stage.
A beautiful stage up there.
It is. I think this stage and the mountain stage is the best one.
The one we're at right now.
The one we're at right now, the people can't see it, so it's the one right on the lake.
It's the GigSpots lawn stage. Sam Campbell from GigSpots is with us.
Hi, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Sam Campbell.
Sam Campbell?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
This is Sam Campbell from GigSpots, GigSpots.com. These guys sponsored the stage that you're just talking about right now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, like I said, this is probably one of my favorite stages. This one on the mountaintop would be my favorite one.
I attended the event last year, and it just blew my doors off. And I said, man, I really need to be a part of this. I was just an in-kind sponsor last year, and when Rob gave me the opportunity to sponsor a stage, I leaped at it.
Yeah.
And, Hi, Rob, man.
Knowing now that this is the last year in this location, I had to go.
Huh?
I had to go all in.
Yeah.
I had to go all in.
Right. So, how many times have you been to this event?
This is my second year, first year sponsoring a stage, and honestly, I couldn't be more thrilled with the lineup on my stage. Incredible lineup playing my stage today. And as usual, a Pirate Rob event. Some bands I absolutely love, some I've never heard of, and I just become
anyone,
a huge fan. Oh no, I mean, you know, fear no art is my motto. I love all music, and but it's just been my track record with DNL and Pirate Rob that if Rob says, you need to see this band, you need to see this band. And I just trust him, and he's never proved me wrong yet.
Estimated, what, 800 to 1,000 people would jam at the Dam?
Oh, it'll easily be 800, I guarantee it.
Nice. Yeah. Joe from the Up County Band, thanks for stopping by.
Nice to
no
meet
problem.
You, Joe.
I hung out here as long as you let me. They kicked me out.
I'm going to play a little song after last year's Jam.
Rob, thanks for stopping by. Rob, no problem. The Caleb Griffin Band.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to see you. I'm excited about your set tonight.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Playing the Gig Spot stage at Jam at the Dam. It's remarkably quiet right now.
It is.
For what it's been.
It's nice. It's hot and quiet.
Tell me what's been happening with the Caleb Griffin Band.
Right now, we just finished recording some songs with Bill Moriarty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just some tracks. We're going to release an EP, hopefully in the fall. We're in the process of getting them mastered right now. We're doing that next week. We had a heavy touring schedule in the spring. Summer's kind of nice. We're playing a lot more local.
Right.
But we're setting up for a pretty busy fall.
And you guys are local in Philly now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we all live in Philadelphia.
Is that where the band started?
Band started at Penn State. I actually met this kid. I told him I played mandolin. I was at a bar with him. Then, like, 8 months later, he's like, hey, you want to start a folk band? And he used to be the drummer.
Okay.
So I met Caleb. Us two are the only original members that are still in it.
Okay.
You know, people quit, you know. Actually, we all went to Penn State. We just didn't really... I didn't hang out with the drummer, Eric. It's funny. I did, like, an open jam with him once.
Right on.
And it was funny. Stomp came up and like, played because it was at a bar, and they were playing at like, Penn State. So I jammed with Eric, and the next day, like, he started to try to, like, hang out. I was like, man, I don't know. I don't want to make any, like, new friends. I'm about to graduate. I don't need to, like... And then all of a sudden, he's, you know, I'm living with him. So it's actually pretty funny. But,
I know Caleb's from, like, Clarion,
Caleb's
right?
from Clarion. Eric's from outside Pittsburgh.
Okay.
John, the keyboard player, is... I actually went to high school with him. He actually is my sister's year, and that's how we met. She's like, my brother plays guitar. You play keyboard. You should jam. So him and I have been jamming together for like 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember the first time. Well, I got the first EP. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a song about Western Pennsylvania. And, I went to Clarion. I went to college in Clarion.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, and I grew up in Western Pennsylvania. I was like, what? Where are these guys from?
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, I saw you in Philly the first time at the Tri-State Indie Awards, and I thought you were from Philly, and it was just like, where are these guys from? So
we decided to move to Philly because we figured it was, you know, probably a better music scene in Pittsburgh and closer to, you know, a lot bigger cities.
How did you hook up with Bill Moriarty?
We are friends, the band Toy Soldiers.
Yeah, we're good buddies with them, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. They're from, some of those guys live in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Right on.
We just started playing shows with them, and, like, you know, they talked about it.
Right.
And, you know, he gave us a good deal, so we just, you know, went...
Nice.
You know,
but he's done some great music.
Yeah. It's actually pretty sweet. In his studio, he's got all the records he's done on the wall. All the Dr. Dog ones. And
right.
And I didn't know he recorded a Lotus. And I was a huge Lotus fan back in my high school days.
Cool. Well, Rob, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to your set tonight.
Oh, can't wait.
All right, man. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of this program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Well, coming up next on our trip down memory lane at this year's Jam at the Dam Festival on July 6th in Weatherly, Pennsylvania, it's Harlot from Northeast PA. Harlot will be performing an upcoming Central PA showcase at World Cafe Live at the Queen in Wilmington, Delaware on Friday, January 3rd. That's a show being promoted by our good buddy Randy Buxner from Tri-State Indie, along with us here at the Woodstove House. And details for that show in the show notes for today's episode. Here's Harlot. Betty and Boo Boo Harlot, welcome to Around the Wood Stove. You just finished your set at Jam at the Dam. Had you played Jam at the Dam before?
We actually never have. It's a lot of fun though, man. Like, cool stage right by the water. We've got the breeze blowing on us.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, this is a great spot. Sam, you know, from Gig Spots, who sponsored the stage,
right,
was like eyeing this up all last year. Like, he's like, oh, we're definitely doing this next year. So
yeah, he's a huge supporter of the club and like our music and everything. He's up there. I mean, drives his like ass like hours to come up and see his, like,
great,
the music that we have going on. It's really, really cool that he, you know, puts in that effort and just makes a stage available. Hey, makes music available, like, so people can be heard.
Yeah, he's all about it. Tell me just a little bit about Harlot. How long you guys been playing?
Well, I personally have been doing this whole like music thing for about 13 years. She's been playing every instrument you can imagine forever. But we've been together for how long now? Maybe about
over a year.
Like yeah, a little bit over a year.
Right.
Yeah.
We used to have a whole band, but we decided just me and her is just fine.
Yeah. We have a little bit more fun that way.
It's a little easier too, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Just pack up the car and go.
Yeah. And we don't want to like kill each other. So.
Now, do you have a record out or anything?
Our EP is going to be coming out soon. Probably by the end of the summer. We're still in the studio. We're working on some things. We want to get some live tracks on it. It's probably just going to be a 5-song EP. But we have a lot of guest musicians coming in. We have Brian Quinn. He was in Foster Child, Ossuary. Was that the other one that he was in? He was like one of the Pennsylvania Grammy award-winning guitarists. He's played with everybody. He's brilliant. But he came in and he played a 1930 steel guitar. Did a couple like solo things and then started making robot like beep boop beep noises with it. It was so cool. We have Chad Zaliga from, he's a drummer for Black Label Society. He's stepping in with us every once in a while. Our producers are really helping us out with drums and with getting ideas and working with her. Like, she'll spend hours in the studio with them just playing with synths.
Nice. Well, I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. As soon as, when it comes out, we'll have to let you guys know.
Definitely.
Man.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Great to see you jam at the Dam this year.
Right on. Let's go
take a while, and here I'll sit till they come and find me. Come and find me. Come and find me. Come and find me.
That was Zach Bellis from Annapolis, Maryland. Let's hear from Zach and another band from Annapolis called Pressing Strings on Around the Wood Stove. Thanks for taking a minute to sit down and chat with me.
Hey, no problem.
I caught your set for an hour ago. Hadn't heard you before. I heard you were saying that, were you touring with another band and now you're doing solo stuff?
Yes. I started with a band called Ground Score.
Okay.
We were active from 2009 to 2012. Toured the whole U.S. with Clutch and Corrosion of Conformity and old punk bands like that. We were kind of like a punk reggae band.
Okay.
A la Sublime, a la Bad Brains. So now my stuff's more like straightforward rock, as you heard, like more like Neil Young, Chili Peppers type stuff.
But your voice is incredible. I really, really like it.
Thank you very much.
I mean, that's what really stood out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So is that where your focus is?
Yeah, definitely. I like to keep it like real, like kind of soulful, because that's just how it is, you know? Like I said, when I was in the punk band, I tried to do the screamy thing. I tried to do, you know, the real, like, angry thing. But what really works is to kind of do more of, like, a soulful kind of thing. It's just natural, so.
Yeah.
That's what I go for.
You out of D.C., Annapolis?
D.C.
Okay. Yeah. I know that this is put on by Rob, and it's from that part of the, you know, the country.
Right.
But it just seems like one of the things that's really overwhelming for me to see is just the camaraderie that I see between bands and with all these people from that scene up here in the Poconos.
It's certainly a family. It definitely is. And when I was with Ground Score, we caught that on early. Like the band who's basically headlining this whole thing, Pasadena, we played a show with them the first time, and we opened the show at like 9, and they went on at, you know, whatever, 11:30, 12, and the place is packed. For us, it was empty, and he was like, "Hey, man, since the place was empty, why don't you come up and play a song on our set?" And I get off stage, and one of the other bands is like, "Who does that?" And you know, now that I've been in the business for long enough, nobody does that. Absolutely. Nobody's like, "Come play a song in the middle of our set." So they really are. They want to, like, these people, they want to move local music. They really are like committed to actually getting people involved instead of just saying it.
That's incredible. Yeah. I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. There's a
a very similar scene going on there right now. There's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of collaboration, and it's really, really nice to see another scene kind of taking that same perspective.
It's nice to see in general, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't really know where that comes from, only that it just seems like that music is becoming more local because people can do things themselves, make records themselves, make good records themselves.
Right.
And so it seems like these little pockets are finding, you know, a sound, and the sound is being defined, and the sound is being made on these records.
Right.
And, it, you know, in gigs like this where you have a bunch of people coming together. So
exactly. And no matter what technology does, this what we're looking at now, I know your listeners can't hear, but what we're looking at right now, this never goes out of style. Like, people getting together, having a good time, we're outdoors, the weather's nice, we're listening to great bands, Pressing Strings just went off, that's one of my favorite bands.
They were incredible.
This whole thing. And so it's cool to come out here and be able to do this, you know, with, like, basically your family, your friends and stuff. So, yeah, kudos to these guys, kudos to Pirate Rob, kudos to DNL, everyone who sponsored this thing, put it together, it's awesome.
Right on. Tell me about this new record real quick.
Okay, this is Whatever You Want. It's 10 tracks, straightforward rock. It is a full rock record.
Got it.
It's like I said, it's kind of like Neil Young meets the Chili Peppers is a short answer. And then, I got some good people on there. Junior Marvin from Bob Marley and the Wailers plays on Making Me Good. A guy, Chris Brooks from Lion Eyes, plays on it.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a good, straightforward rock record if you're into that.
It's excellent. Thanks for stopping by, Zach.
Jason, thank you so much.
Great to meet you.
Thanks.
I'm with Josh from Pressing Strings at Jam at the Dam. You guys just finished a killer set.
Thank you very much.
I was talking to Zach about the whole, like, Annapolis, D.C., Baltimore scene, and we were just talking about how you can just feel the camaraderie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen these other bands playing today, coming out and hanging out with you guys while you're playing, and it just seems like there's a lot of collaboration or some sort of, like, just total support for each other.
Yeah, I can't really explain it. You know, I might try to give you an answer, like, you know, it's a special city, but I can't really explain it. We all just kind of stick together, and there's only so many gigs around the Mid-Atlantic that we can really get, so we try to make the best of the relationships that we have. And
nice.
Yeah, like, just stick with each other, and there's no bad blood. There's only positive momentum.
Now, are you guys based in Annapolis?
Yeah, we started it. You know, we started on the eastern shore of Maryland, and we moved to kind of like Annapolis area. I'm in Baltimore. Our drummer's in Baltimore, so we take what we can get.
Yeah, right on. Tell me a little bit about Pressing Strings.
So Pressing Strings started. Jordan and I, the other guitarist, the lead singer, and I. We started about 2006. We had our first show. Before that, we just lived together in a house at the beach, and we started writing music together. Our friend said, you know, I've seen people at bars that were good, I think you're better, let's give it a go.
Nice.
Give us a little confidence
boost. That's excellent, man.
Yeah. So then from then, we started playing every week at a friend's bar.
We've
got some great shows under our belt, and I'm proud to have been, you know, doing what I do every weekend in and out for the last 7-8 years, you know. It's been great.
That's great. Well, it seems like you really, you know, built a nice following based on the number of people who came out and sat right in front.
It's all about the foot traffic. I love seeing new faces, you know.
That's
cool.
Great.
Yeah.
You have a new record out?
You know, we're working on something new. Jordan has his own stuff he's actually doing right now. So if you look up Jordan Sokol, aside from Pressing Strings, but we have been recording for the last few months. Look for something new from Pressing Strings and Jordan Sokol too.
Perfect. Thanks so much for stopping by, Josh.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to our stroll down memory lane. We're looking back to a beautiful summer day in Weatherly, Pennsylvania, when we spent that whole day hanging with our buddy Sam Campbell at Jam at the Dam, a one-day regional music festival and party. Sam is the founder of GigSpots.com, a clearinghouse for regional bands and venues. Check out GigSpots.com to keep up with Sam and all things live music. Here's Dan Kaufman from regional favorites Glimdropper and Kathy Mikulski, who perform as the Dan and Kathy duo.
I enjoyed your set earlier. Do you guys play together? How often do you all play together? Because I know you're in different projects, right?
Yes, we play together maybe three times a month.
Yeah.
The most?
Yep. Once a month. Once, three times a month.
So tell me, where are you out of? Like, where are you based?
I live near Philadelphia, and Kathy lives up here in Drums, PA, which I find particularly a musical place to live.
Drums, PA?
Drums, PA.
Yeah, very, very musical indeed.
I expected.
Kathy, you were part of sponsoring the main stage.
Yep.
Can you tell me about that?
We are Tito Juice Mountain Stage. We are a mixer.
Okay.
We sell by the jugs. We've got Tito Juice by the jugs. So, we're the Mountain Stage sponsor this year, and we're really psyched. There's a lot of good bands playing up there, and happy to be a part of it this year.
What do you mix with?
You can mix it with anything. That's the beauty of Tito Juice. You could put anything in it, and you don't taste it, so it creeps up on you. And
so Tito Juice masks whatever is in.
It masks whatever. I mean, the crowd favorite is Captain Morgan, or tequila is really good. We have Tito Ritas today up on the mountain stage. Anything. Anything. Pineapple vodka, Jameson, Southern Comfort. You can put whatever you want in it.
So why was Jam at the Dam important enough for you to sponsor the headlining stage?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, we love the music, and we're good friends with Pirate Rob. Known him for years, and I believe in what he's doing here, and it's a pretty cool event. We were here last year, and he asked us if we could sponsor the main stage, and we were more than happy to do it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved with the festival?
This is our third year.
Okay.
Yep, it's our third year here.
And I've heard that it can't stay in this location because it's getting too big.
It's moving. Yeah, it's like an undisclosed location right now, so we don't know exactly where it's at. But it's gonna be this time of year somewhere in Weatherly. But just not here, which kind of, this is like a slice of heaven here.
It's gorgeous, and couldn't order it a better day.
Yeah.
The sun is going down over the pond right now, right behind us. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's awesome.
Has it been a good festival for y'all so far?
Yeah, having a good time.
Meeting new people, having good times?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell me, besides you two playing together as a duo, which we saw this afternoon, tell me a little bit about your other projects that you're involved with. Dan, go ahead.
I play with the band Glimdropper. We were here last year, but we couldn't attend this year. Drummer had a very important anniversary, and, you know, that trumps the sort of festival situation we could attend to.
Absolutely.
But we do love the Jam at the Dam. Hopefully next year, wherever they relocate, we can come back. And
so you're a Philly band?
Yeah, we're down. We all live a little bit west of Philly, but, you know, Philly is a metropolitan area. So we all associate ourselves with Philadelphia.
That's awesome.
But we don't throw things at Santa Claus all the time.
Very good. How about you, Kathy? What else are you involved with?
This is pretty much it.
Okay.
I do the,
And Tito Juice.
And Tito Juice. That's it. That's my life.
She just lives being a voice of reason, a voice of truth.
I try.
Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to sit down with me and talk about your time here today at Jam
of the
Day.
This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Have a great rest of the festival.
Our last featured guest from Jam at the Dam is South Jersey's Out of the Beard Space on Around the Wood Stove.
Jeremy Savo, welcome to the program.
Hi.
From Out of the Beard Space.
Yes.
Playing Jam at the Dam tonight at
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, right. You guys are from South Jersey, the Philly area?
Yes, we are.
Doing some mad music. Tell me about this. Tell me a little bit of the story of this band.
This band has its roots in the School of Rock. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. Is that like the school where...
The School of Rock is a music school, after-school program. It's around the country now, and even around the world. But when we started, we were the fourth or fifth branch to open in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Wow.
And so we all met there. I mean, I already knew my brother, of course.
Right.
He's in the band as well. And we actually already knew our drummer, Ethan, as well. We all joined the School of Rock together, but we met the other guys there. And so we've been playing together a long time, but so we've gone on tour together with the School of Rock and played a bunch of festivals and played with some cool guest stars and had a really great musical upbringing there.
That's incredible.
And then we've been in a couple different bands, and eventually our bands morphed and changed until finally we're Out of the Beard Space.
So how long has Out of the Beard Space been what we know of it today?
I think it's been about 2.5 years.
That's great. This record, is this your first record?
It is our first full-length album, but we first released an EP about 8 months after we formed. We released an EP. And then about maybe a year later, we released another EP, and then finally our album.
That's excellent, man. Well, I'm really looking forward to catching your set. Where else do you play in the area? Where can people find you?
We play a lot in Philadelphia. We play all across South Jersey. Okay. We play in Atlantic City and New York City.
That's great.
And we will play again in PA at Peace of Mind Festival in, that is the beginning of September.
All right, well, we'll link up to it, man. Yeah. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the sounds of the summer from Jam at the Dam 2013. You can find links to the bands on the show post for today's episode at woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Woodstove was produced at the Woodstove House, right here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.